good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, and we'll start there. It's Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Happy Thanksgiving in advance, Judy.
And to you as well, David.
We'll start with the bad news, and then we'll go to the good news. The bad news has to do with Governor Cuomo and one of his allies among eight indicted yesterday by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. This has to do with a federal corruption probe into alleged bid rigging when it comes to some of the economic development projects, not only at SUNY Poly, but out in Buffalo, in the so-called Buffalo Billion. Judy, you have an update.
Yeah, eight people were indeed indicted yesterday. Among those indicted was Alain Calieros, the former president of SUNY Poly and the governor's point person on the Buffalo Billions project. The indictments allege that C.P. Simonelli, Buffalo's largest construction contractor, was pre-selected as part of a bid rigging plan for the Buffalo Billion program. The indictment said the selection, as well as the selection of another company in Syracuse, came after both companies made sizable contributions to Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign fund. The indictment alleged that Calieros and Todd Howe, who worked to secretly tailor the Buffalo Billion program to favor the Buffalo company. Howe pleaded guilty in September for his role in the scheme. Among other allegations, the Buffalo Billion deal was steered to politically favored company whose top executive, Lou Simonelli, was a major Cuomo donor, and that the contract was worth $750 million in state funds. The indictment alleges the Syracuse developer, a company called Core Development, also benefited from an inside deal for a Central New York economic development project worth $105 million. Longtime Cuomo loyalist and friend Joe Prococo is alleged received bribes to help an energy company try to receive a state contract for a downstate power plant. The indictment also alleges that Howe arranged bribe money totaling about $35,000 through a shell company to Prococo from the Syracuse developer. Prococo's work entailed trying to reverse a decision by the Empire State Development, the state's main economic development agency, that the developer had to enter into a union labor agreement on projects. All these indictments are just indictments or accusations. No one has been found guilty of anything. And in fact, the lawyers for all the involved parties yesterday said that their clients are innocent and have done nothing wrong. So this is just the start of the process in terms of the justice system.
Now to the good news. The cost of a Thanksgiving dinner has gone down.
Yeah, about 9% less this year than last year, according to the New York State Farm Bureau. They do a market basket survey every year about this time. And it surveys about a dozen common Thanksgiving food items. Sweet potatoes are down, bread is down, milk is stable. The New York Farm Bureau said the drop in turkey price is attributed to an 8% increase in the national turkey supply. If you remember last year, we had a decline in turkey production because of the avian influenza outbreak in the Midwest. Pumpkin supplies are also higher this year. Another little bit of good news, we talked to Nick Smith. He's the pastor at Next Level Church in Saratoga. He says this year people are being extra generous when it comes to donating items for their Stuff a Truck fundraisers. That truck fundraiser involves people donating items and truckloads of food go to people in need on Thanksgiving. Good news all around. Happy Thanksgiving. There's a lot to be grateful for.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Judy, editor of the Daily Gazette, for joining us each week and for our listeners who undoubtedly will be out on the road today traveling to meet family and friends.
And filling up the grocery stores.
Thanks, Judy.